And I'm Mary Angish. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Charlie, fall is in the air, and many gardeners really anxious to kind of, well, not anxious, but they do want to start cleaning up their gardens before it gets too cold. But I understand that the rules have kind of changed. So fill us in. What do we need to know before we can really start fall garden cleanup?
Yes, the rules have changed as far as fall garden cleanup, especially with perennial flower gardens. Now the idea is that if your plants are relatively healthy, you want to just leave them there. Just leave it, like you say to your dog when they pick up something you don't want them to pick up. Leave it. So just leave all those stems, all those leaves, let them overwinter, because pollinating and beneficial insects and other creatures will be overwintering in that debris. And you want to keep them in your garden area. If you cut it all back and removed it all out of there, you're removing all the good guys, basically. Now, this year is a little different, though. Because there's been so much disease because of the wet, humid weather we've had this summer, there's a lot of disease that's sitting around those plants. So if you have heavily diseased plants, your peonies, your phlox, your bee balm, whatever it might be, you might want to remove some of that foliage. Or what you could do is just let the foliage drop, take the foliage out, but leave the stems, because sometimes insects will overwinter in the stems of those plants. And the same is true with your annual garden and your vegetable garden. If you have tomatoes and squash and cucumbers and zinnias that are all heavily diseased, cut them off at the ground level, remove them from that garden. The thing you can do after that, though, is to sow a cover crop. It's getting a little late for some of them, but I think you could still try it, especially if you're in the warmer sections of the Champlain Valley and the lower Connecticut River Valley. Peas and oats, winter rye, winter wheat, you might even try crimson clover. The idea is to get it up and growing this fall, and we predict it to have a very long fall as far as warmth goes, so you probably will have a month or two to let it grow. And what it'll do is it'll protect that soil, because I'm a big proponent of protecting the soil with no-dig gardening, not to turn or till anything, and let the microbes grow underneath and use all those nutrients. If you have something like peas and oats and crimson clover, those cover crops will all die back naturally in the winter just from the cold, so you don't have to do anything in the spring. If you use winter rye and winter wheat, you're going to have to till it all under. If you don't want to do any cover crops, you can just cover it with chopped up leaves, some grass clippings from untreated lawns, hay or straw. You just want to protect that soil all winter long. Now, another thing you can do this time of year is to check for your soil fertility. Do a soil test. It's a good time of year to do it. It gives you a snapshot of what fertility levels are in your soil, and you can do it through UVM for a fairly low cost. Another thing you could do is add a little compost around your perennial gardens and some of your trees and shrubs. It only has to be an inch or two, but it'll allow you to do that now so you don't have to worry about it so much in the spring. And then finally, plant. This is a great time of year to plant perennials, trees and shrubs. There's a lot of sales out there. Good time to go snatch up some nice plants, put them in the ground, keep them well watered, and they'll have a good couple months to get established before the winter hits.
Good to know those new rules. We have a question coming in from Jeanette in Essex Junction. Jeanette also sent along a photo of a fairly sad-looking plant and asks, what happened to my broccoli? One plant is okay, but four others are like this in the picture. Some have small yellow flowers. Can you sort of decipher what's going on with Jeanette's broccoli?
Oh, yes. I've seen it myself because it's in our garden as well. That's the damage from an insect called the swede midge. The swede midge is a small aphid-like insect that burrows into the growth points of brassicas. So brassicas are the broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kale. And by burrowing into that growth point, they deform the head. And so instead of getting a nice, round, beautiful, big broccoli head, you get a head that just has these spears flying all over the place. This is an insect that is becoming more and more a problem, and there are some ways to control it. First of all, next year, don't plant brassicas in that same bed. If you can rotate around and not plant brassicas for at least another 3 or 4 years in that bed, that will help reduce the population that's there. The second thing is that when you're planting in a new bed, add some compost, and then immediately after planting in the spring, cover it over. I use a micro mesh right over the top of it, but you can use floating row covers too. What they'll do is they'll create a barrier so that the adult fly can't lay eggs in there. And so that way you can protect your plants. And this year, ours look great. They've grown right from maturity, from transplant up to harvest underneath the covers.
Okay, I hope that helps, Jeanette. And if you're noticing things in your garden that you want to ask Charlie about, send a question to us at gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.